Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry, bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
Thank you, beloved, for joining us on Blog Talk Radio. This is Daughter of Zion World Ministries and Foundation and Multimedia Ministry and a Foundation for the Chosen Generation. Today we are bringing you our Christmas message, and my name is Rose Nabia from Daughter of Zion World Ministry. And our message is entitled, My Eyes Have Seen Salvation. My Eyes Have Seen the Salvation of the Lord. My eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord. Before we start, shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my life. I thank you for the life of your people and for all that follow us and listen to our programs, O God, and support us both in prayers and in kind. O God, we bless them. I bless them in the name of Jesus. Bless them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the desires of their heart be granted, O Lord, as they celebrate this Christmas, O Lord Jesus. Father, as we are about to listen to this word, grant us an insight, O God, that we will understand and take Christmas as to a new revelation, to bring unto us something new and something prosperous in your name, so that we will not just celebrate your birth and see nothing, but we will celebrate the birth of Christ and see revelation and see new things in our life, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto you, O Lord. I thank you, O Lord, and I submit my spirit, my body, my mind, my soul into your hand, O God, as a speaker. Today, in the name of Jesus, I bless your holy name. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. And as I said earlier, our word is coming to you from Luke chapter 2, verses 30. That is the title. That's where we brought the title for you for Christmas. And that is our Christmas message. And I pray to the Lord that he will also open your eyes as you read through and get a better understanding of the birth of Christ. Not just the birth, but let the birth of Christ to give you an insight, a better insight of what Christmas should do for your life positively. And I want to read, our main words will be Luke 2, verses 30 to 32. But I want to start the story from Luke 2, 21 through to 32. Then we can focus on the insight the Lord gave me on verse 30 to 32. And I read, And when 8 days had passed before his circumcision, his name was then called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days for their purification according to the laws of Moses were completed, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to what was said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And there was a man in Jerusalem. This is where our message begins. And there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. 27. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when he the parents brought in the child Jesus to carry out for him the custom of the law. Then he took him into his arms and blessed the Lord God and said, "Now, Lord, you are releasing your bond servant to depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, and a light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." Amen. And that's I read from Luke chapter 21 through 32. And our main verse is in Luke chapter 2, verses 30 and 32. And our sermon title was taken in Luke 2, verses 30. So you can read that and ask for more insight on that. But that is what the Lord gave me to preach unto my people out there, that you may have a better insight and get a new revelation on the birth of Christ, not just giving gifts or not receiving gifts or not preparing meals and dinner and buying clothes and shopping, but to have a better insight or a resolution. The resolution for Simeon, Simeon's resolution was that he could now pass away in peace. We are children of the living, and we want to live. We are alive now. We are not, it's not the end of our world. But let this message of Simeon, which he said, that my eyes have seen salvation. My eyes have seen salvation, whom the Lord has prepared for his people. So what is your resolution? That was Simeon's resolution, that he can now pass away. But we are the children of the living. So what is your resolution? May this word give you a resolution as we celebrate the birth of Christ. The birth of Christ should give you a resolution that because of the birth of Christ, or because we're celebrating this day, I want more grace, or I have found, I'm going to be honest to the Lord. Something in this word that should bring, that should give you a better meaning or a new meaning as the common celebration of buying gifts or cooking. It should, that shouldn't be it. You should have an insight like Simon had. May the Holy Spirit give it to you as you read this verse. It says, "For my eyes have seen your salvation, Lord, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." A Savior has been born. My eyes have seen a Savior, yes. A Savior has been born to us. He is called Jesus, who is to save the world. And we are celebrating this season everywhere in the world, among Christians, even unbelievers, everywhere. So what is your insight on this word? Your eyes have seen salvation. What is it to you? What is your resolution? Mine is my own, as daughter of Zion, is to have more grace. Yes, to live and be honest with the Lord, to continue to serve him as he directs me, to continue to be obedient, that I will hear his voice alone. That is the birth, the meaning of the birth to me, that he has still, the grace has been abundant through the death. And the birth came because God wanted a way to reconcile with mankind. And so he made someone conceive a child called Jesus, which is Mary, conceived a holy child of God and given to us this day. And whether this day, 25th, is the exact date or it is not, Christ was born, okay? The Christ was born, and we are celebrating it as on the 25th, every year coming by cooking. So let not this season be the usual sitting down and eating and giving presents. No, sometimes some of these presents will even add more sorrows to you. And I as a daughter of God, I want to encourage you, any present you receive, I pray that you pray over it before you even open it. As a child of God, you have to open it. It can make you and not make you. That is something the Holy Spirit wants me to say. So what is your resolution for the Savior's birth? To be born again? To be born again in this season? If you are born again, to serve him with all truth and honesty, what is your insight of the word? The insight of Simeon. Simeon said, "Oh Lord," he blessed the Lord because he could now pass. That was his resolution. That was his desire, that he would not die. And it was confirmed by the angels that a child will be born before he died. So if you make a covenant with the Lord that oh, because we are celebrating this Christmas, Lord, I want to do something for you. Lord, I want to bless children. Lord, I want to do something special so that it will be part of my life. And every year as we celebrate the birth of Christ, because of your first love to me, then I also want to do this, oh God, in commemorating the birth of Christ Jesus, your son. Let this Christmas be something very special, both spiritual and physical to you, and not because of get and deny a special meal, but get something that will benefit you, your soul, and save you and your household as you celebrate this Christmas. That is the word of God to you. You can write it down or say it loud in your closet. You can promise the Lord. You can pray for insight. That, Lord, may this Christmas never be one of the usual Christmas, but help me to understand why you gave your son, why you even made him to be conceived by a holy virgin, why, and the Holy Spirit will tell you, and then you will answer the Lord, or you promise the Lord, that, Lord, let me not be the same, or, Lord, something very important, not a New Year resolution, but you are giving a resolution because of Christ's birth. You don't wait for New Year resolution. That will have no impact. But giving a resolution in the insight of the Lord at the birth of Christ for someone who we were lost in Adam and God thought of it to reconcile with man. So a Savior who was there before the foundation of the world came down. He wanted to send someone. He said, who can I send? And someone gave up. So Jesus came to be born as man and God on earth. And as Christians, we're celebrating this season as Christ's birth. We're celebrating it every year, day and night. We celebrate it all the same way. Is it the same usual thoughts of Christmas, gifts, shopping, busy, driving, and drinking? Is it the same way? How long can it be the same way? I pray that the Lord will reveal himself to you. The Holy Spirit will help you and give you an insight that you may relearn to do your resolution, resolve with the Lord to also bless his name, to get something new in the birth or during the celebration, in your family table, in where you gather, where you are eating. You can pray to the Lord that, Lord, because of this love, I also want to love like you do. And he will help you. The Spirit of the Lord will come upon you and help you. That is our Christmas message unto you. For a Savior is born to us, and our eyes have seen salvation. My eyes have seen salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of his people. The Lord brought salvation through Jesus to us, and we are celebrating it. So I still say, make a resolution. What is your resolution? Is it like Simeon's? It could be, for somebody who is ill and want to pass away. But as the living children of God, what is your resolution? You are happy that Christ is born so that you will serve him. You will give back the love, the Christ love, give it back. Or you will give it back to a neighbor. You will love your neighbor as yourself. You will love God as yourself. What is your resolution for the Lord? If you pray, if you stop asking God for material things and stop asking and begin to ask him for spiritual knowledge, for spiritual help to serve him, then he will add all the materials to you. That is another revelation to you. So let's stop asking, I want this, I want 1 million, I want all that, and make a promise or a covenant with the Lord that because he thought of you and gave his son Jesus to be born to you for your salvation, for your salvation, for our salvation, so that we may live life eternal with him in the kingdom of his Father, what are we giving back to the Lord? What are we giving? If you make a promise, if you are serving him, are you doing the right things? How have you sat down to calculate all that went through the year? We are not faithful, but he is always faithful. You continue to ask for the strength of the Lord. And that is my prayer to you, and especially to children growing up, children who are sick. I bless you in the Lord. May this season be a blessing to you. May it be a blessing to every child. Because it's a season for children, it's a season for a birth, a new birth. And as we old people, it's a new birth in the spirit. You could give your life to Christ today if you do not know Christ. Let it be a new birth, a new birth. A new birth could be that you are born again by your mouth. Your tongue has opened. Maybe you speak in tongues. You are born again, but your tongue has opened. You preach the word of God. It's an insight that you, maybe you are born again, but you have realized your gift today because of the birth of Christ. So let this day, may the Holy Spirit help you to get a revelation, to get a gift. A better gift is the gift of Christ. A better gift is a spiritual gift that will add and give you life and life eternal. A better gift, that is what I call a better gift. I do not care about material gifts, what someone will give me or what someone will not give me. But the better gift that you will desire is the spiritual gift of the Lord. Whatever the Lord has for you, a purpose he has for you will be birthed out as we celebrate this Christmas. I thank you, Lord. I think someone is on the line. We'll put him online and see if he wants to contribute. Hello, praise the Lord. Hello? Hello, you are on air. Do you want to contribute? Hello? Okay, I think the person do not want to talk. But you are welcome to also share your knowledge with us or wish someone a Merry Christmas and contribute or be part of this ministry. May the Lord bless you. Thank you, Lord. So what is your gift? What do you desire? What is your resolution? As I said, Simeon desired to see salvation before he died. And we have seen salvation. Thank God for salvation. Thank God for Jesus, for the birth of Jesus. Thank God. Bless the Lord. And make a wish that is better. That will give you eternal life, eternal glory on the kingdom of God. To be a joint heir with Christ Jesus. To be part of the kingdom of God and to do the work of Christ very well. To walk in the shoes of Christ as he has left his steps behind for us to follow. So that should be your resolution. Your resolution should rather be on the days that we choose, we celebrate in Christ and not wait on the last minute and say New Year resolution. It's the time, if you are celebrating the birth of Christ, which is very important in the kingdom of God, then your resolution should be like, your eyes have seen salvation, a Savior is born unto us, so what do I desire? I desire to serve the Lord better. I desire to be more faithful to the Lord. I desire to pay my tithe, O Lord, more. Giving spiritual gifts and receiving spiritual gifts is the greatest gift or celebration. It is the best way to even celebrate Christmas than to prepare food and to buy clothing and all that for people. That is the best gift that will leave you to eternal life, and that will make the kingdom of God grow as you make a better covenant with the name of the living God as we prepare, we celebrate Christmas. And I have another word from Isaiah 9:6, which I know a lot of you know, but I just want to add it, and then I'll pray, and we'll bring the show to an end. And Isaiah 9, verse 6 says, for a child, I use the American Standard Bible. For a child will be born to us. A son will be given to us. And the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. A child is being born on the, this message is on the eve, but I know people continue to listen to this sermon as they always do on my blog. A child is born. We are celebrating it. It's a Christmas season. A child is born. And the message came that my eyes have seen salvation of the Lord. Our eyes, by grace, have seen the salvation. The salvation of the Lord has come to us. We are redeemed by the blood of Jesus through his death. And today, or this season, the last month of the year, which is a celebration of the Christ's birth, what do you get? What do you want to get? What do you want to have? What do you want to receive spiritually in the knowledge of God, in the kingdom of God, as we celebrate this Christmas? A better covenant, as I said, is to gain salvation through doing something for the Lord, through blessing somebody's life, through being faithful. It could be anything, but a desire more to get wisdom in the Lord. Desire more to gain or resolve in things that glorify the Lord than material things. They will pass away.
He says, seek the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all other things will come unto you. I desire always as I live, and this is how I serve God. I desire spiritual gifts than anything that anyone will give me, because when I have that gift, I know I have authority, and by the words of my mouth, by the words that just proceed from my mouth, I have power, and no one refuses me. If I'm going to a place of favor, I declare it because I know I have a gift in God that by the words that proceed from my spirit, as I reach that person, as I go and say, this is what I want, I will be granted, and I get granted. This is it's a revelation. It's a key. It's not about someone buying the shoe or you cooking one-time meal and celebrating it. But let this Christmas be a revelation. Let it be something special. You should desire to serve the Lord better. You should desire to be born again, to give something up that will let the Holy Spirit come and dwell in you. If you are born again and you are still in your old ways, pray this day as we celebrate Christmas that the Lord will give you strength and grace to do what? To serve him, to let that weakness go. He can take it away from you. If you know your disease and you confess that, Father, this is my sickness, this is my weakness, as we celebrate this Christmas, oh Lord, take this cup from me. This is what he will do. He will give it to you. He will give it to you. This is how you make a covenant with the Lord. He will, because there's no one who desires the Lord that he will come to you. He knows you want to serve him. And so he will be faithful to you. His grace will be sufficient for you in your weakness. That's what the word says. And if you ask, you will receive. If you knock, you will get. The door will be open to you. So just ask this season. Desire to ask the things of God so that you will be walking on this earth, but you will be highly living above the normal. Your life will be blessed. Your going out will be blessed. Your household will be blessed. Get the key. The key is to hold on to this salvation and be born again. If you are born again, to do the rightful things that please the Lord. To love your neighbor as yourself. To love the Lord with all your might. That is, the whole Ten Commandments is found in these two commandments of Jesus Christ. So are you doing that? If you are not doing that, just ask the Lord and get a gift, the grace. May the grace of God increase in you. Ask for something that will better your spiritual life. That will, because your spiritual life will now be will be seen in your body. If the Spirit of God dwells in you as you grow with the Lord, there are so many things you can't do anymore. People will introduce you to you. You'll be like, oh, I don't feel like me, the old me anymore. You'll be like, I can't drink that alcohol. I cannot do that. I cannot cheat on my wife. I cannot do that. I mean, it becomes impossible. You make speeches that your old people who were doing those evil things with you will be like, wow, oh my God, I can't believe it. Let the Spirit desire the Lord, desire the spiritual gift, and God will grant you the grace as we celebrate this Christmas. That is the message for me, from this ministry to you, that make a resolution. Simeon made a resolution, and the angel said, yes, you will not die till you what? See salvation. And to the words of the Lord, it was done to him. So whatever you desire, the Lord will grant you. Make a desire that you want something spiritually. You want to see the Lord. You want to serve the Lord with all your heart, but your weaknesses are always taking you back. Remember, the Holy Spirit does not dwell in filthy bodies. No. If it's something that drives the Holy Spirit away, ask the Lord and he will give to you. His word is true. Challenge him with the word. The word, everything. I do not pray outside the word of God. Dwell in the word. Get a word-based church. Dwell in the word. Get teachings on the word. Because the word is what will make you prophesy in your own life. It's not somebody laying their hands on you. No. Pouring oil on you. No. It is the word of God that will lead you to the key and to the kingdom of God. That will give you the gifts. You realize? The Holy Spirit will give you gifts. He will help you. He will open your eyes to see what this word means and what that word means. And he will give you a picture. I mean, sometimes some people see in pictures, some people see in dreams, some people with dreams and that. But desire to be so close to the Lord. That is my desire that I always make, and I make it today and I'll make it tomorrow, that I may walk in the statutes of the Lord, that I would see heaven, because I really want to see heaven. I want to see heaven so desperately. I say, God, I just want him to reveal heaven to me, just a bit of it, how heaven and how the angels worship the Lord, how holy in the Lord, Sarah. I just want to see heaven. That is my heart desire. God, salvation has come. I am born again. I speak the word of God, and he has given me visions and insight. And I want to see heaven. That is all I desire right now in my life. If I fall down tomorrow, all I ask is I want to see heaven. So God, help me to walk in your ways, that I may see heaven, that I may see Jesus, that I may see him in his throne. That is my desire. Desire something better, and not the gifts, and not the usual norms of Christmas and all the gifts. Do not desire in the Lord, and you will find him. And 2012 will be better for you. 2012 is a year of grace. Issues and things will happen, but those who trust in the Lord will stand firm. They will be built up. They will be blessed. The Lord will cover you. He is going to mark you as he marked the Israelites with the blood. He will mark your doorpost. He will cover you. He will cover you from trouble. He will cover you with the blood of Jesus. He will cover you. You are the chosen generation of God. Anyone that serves the Lord in honesty, he will cover you. Trouble will be far from you. Earthquakes will be far from you. Storms that are coming will be far from you. You will be in the right place at the right time, because the Lord is your covering. No man can be your covering. The Lord of hosts is your covering. He will cover you. Get this revelation in Luke chapter 2, verses 30 to 32, and let 2012 be a year of grace. It will bring a grace, understanding of the Lord. It will give you wisdom, acts of wisdom of the Lord, insight of the Lord, visions of the Lord, and understanding above all, that when you pray, people will be healed, that you will serve the Lord Most High in truth and in honesty. Father, Lord, I thank you for your word today. I thank you for my life. I thank you for the ministry. I thank you and I give you all the glory, O Lord. I thank you and I bless you for the life of the people who has been with me, who support me everywhere, Facebook, mention the groups, O Lord, LinkedIn, whatever I have, all my media, O Lord, Sankofa Radio, O God. Father, I bless you for them that believe in your word through the words of my mouth. I just bless you, O Lord. I bless you. Had you not been you on my side, O God, when I was in my old days, O God, then I would not be here speaking your word. But your grace and your mercy has found me, O Lord. I thank you. I just want to say I thank you and I thank you. I cannot thank you enough. I thank you for life. I thank you for the gift of Jesus. I thank you for Jesus. I thank you, O God, for your loving kindness. I thank you for the life of my people. Father, bless your people, O God. Bless them that seek you. Bless them that desire in you, O God. Visit, O God. Visit them. Visit and heal, O God. As we celebrate this Christmas, O Lord, let every child that is sick be healed. Touch them, O God, and show them your love. Father, Lord, I thank you. I bless you for the life of every child that is also being born this day. Every pregnant woman, may you cover them. May you cover them. Cover their seeds. Cover the seeds of their womb. Bless them, O God. Let your anointing flow in houses. Take their children, uncover them, and raise them up, O God, in your own way, O God. That they will not be fall. They will not fall down and go in the midst of this haphazard world. But they will be in your kingdom. Raise your generation, O God, for they are your generation. You have said they are your chosen generation. They are your sought out people. They are your sought out, O God. Father, Lord, I bless you. I thank you, O God, for the children being born today as we celebrate Christmas. I thank you, O God, for every child that is not able to celebrate Christmas, that might be sick or in poverty, O God. Father, show them mercy. Show them mercy. You said that blessed are those that are pure in heart, for they will see you. Reveal yourself to children, O God, this day as we celebrate Christmas. Reveal yourself, O God, and comfort them. Comfort the weak, comfort the sick. Heal, O God, heal. Heal, O God. Let your healing come upon your people. Let your healing come upon your children that are called by your name. Let your healing, O God, touch many families. Families that are wayward, families that are hanging, O God. Families that have issues, O God. Let there be healing, O God. Healing in every way, healing. Physically, spiritually, O God, let there be healing. Let there be understanding, O God. Let the anointing flow, O God, from this Phone, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to your people. To them that believe, oh God, you will be with them, oh God. Let your anointing visit, let your hand never be shut from your people. Bless, oh God, bless your children especially, and women, oh God, bless your women. Women that are tortured and abused in some corner of the world, let your Holy Spirit heal them. Healing, oh God, I always ask of you. Healing, oh God, for that's the only way we can live, oh God. Heal, oh God, and let people be able to grow up again. Give us hope, oh God, and heal our Holy Spirit. Visit homes, visit broken homes, broken children that are so angry, oh God. Father, Lord, visit families. Restore, oh God, according to your word. Restore your people, oh God, and let this day forth, oh God, be a time of grace. Cover, oh God, with your grace, with your powerful hand. You are Lord Almighty. We wait on Lord Mosinda Kabo Sindaraya. Imo Sindia Karabo Sindaraya. Limo Sindarabo Sianda. I bless you, oh Lord. We wait upon you, oh God, that you will take us to the expected end. You will take us to a year of supernatural grace, that we will not lack. Goodness and mercy will be our possession. Milk and honey will continue to flow in our mouth. Everything we touch will be blessed, oh Lord. Our families will be blessed, oh God. There will be unity, oh God, in the world. Peace, oh God, among the leaders. Oh Lord, peace among leaders, among people who lead, oh God. Governance, oh God. Peace and understanding, oh God. Peace, oh God. Your wisdom be restored unto them, oh God. Mercy, oh God, mercy. Mercy, oh God, have mercy. Mercy, O God, upon your land, Nabosa. Mercy, O God, because you are merciful. O Nia Karabosa. Let this day that I speak, O God, let it be gift, O God, given unto your people. Let it be grace, O God, among the many. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. I thank you. I bless you. I thank you, O Lord. I give you all the honor, O Lord. I thank you and I honor you, Holy Spirit. I love more sin than Yaka. Someone is on the line. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let your anointing flow, O God, and let the desires of your people be granted. Everyone that is trusting you, O Lord, let their desires be granted. Restore unto them all that they lost, all that the canker worms eat. And, oh God, let your grace restore them and let your hand manifest in their lives in the name of Jesus, because you are a gracious Lord. Let this Christmas be bring a new light unto them. The light has been born. The light has been born. The light of the world, Jesus. The light that we celebrate every year. May this year be a new year, a new day of revelation, a new day of constant understanding that anytime you celebrate Christmas, whether on with me or without, you will understand this day that the Lord has revealed to you a new concept of his birth. Not just to celebrate and get gifts, but desiring to get the gifts of God and the knowledge of God, that you will walk in grace and abundance, getting the key and connection with the Lord, the Holy One, that you will walk and get and open every door by yourself. You don't need any oil, but getting the power, the knowledge, the wisdom, the healing of the Lord, so that you restore unto your generation, so that your life will be an impact to all that you live, that look up to you, O Lord. I thank you. This is the salvation that has come. The salvation has come. That men and women are going to rise up and hold their hands in unity and love and build their nations together in love. That is what the Lord says, that build your nations in love. It is love that is going to restore, restoration. Love, 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 love. Love because of the birth of Christ. Love because of the death also. Love. Love, 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 love. Look at somebody's back. Help someone find a job. Help someone who don't have a cloth. Simu sandaya bo sanana. Iniano ya zini kada bo sanaya.
Lord, I bless you and I bless your holy name. I thank you for the grace upon my life. I thank you for the ministry. I thank you, O God, for the foundation, for all your faithfulness. So, Lord, I bless you. I cannot thank you enough. Words cannot come, O God, enough. I can describe how wonderful you have been to me and your people that has trusted in you the whole year, O God. May they see your light and your grace, O God, in the name of Jesus. May this year never be the same. May 2012 never be the same. May there be open doors upon their lives. In the name of Jesus, may they know that you are the only reason for salvation. You are the way, the truth, and the light. May they know that without you, it is impossible to restore nations. Without you, it is impossible to recover. May their focus be upon you, O God, that the love of Christ will dwell in their hearts, O God, in the name of Jesus, that the love of God will come upon them. And they will hold their hands and forget about politics, but they will hold their hands in love. Oh, Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, my God. Let your word be done, O God. Let your word be done upon your people's lives. Have mercy. Have mercy, O God. I thank you, anyone listening to me. I bless you and your family. May the Lord visit you. May the Lord use your children. May the Lord guide you, O God, as a guiding angel. May he be the only reason that you live. May the fruit of your womb never lack oil of Jehovah. May the Lord walk you and give you insight of his will. May you live according to the will of God alone and nothing else. May you not look to the left or to the right, but look unto the words of the Lord that says he is with you to defend you and he will take you to the expected end. That he has a plan for you, a plan to prosper you. He has a plan for you to be a joint heir in his kingdom, the kingdom of God. That is what he says. Look on these words alone, that you will serve the Lord with all your might, with all your strength, with all your life. And you will love your neighbor as yourself. That is the word of God from Daughter of Zion Ministries unto you. May the peace of the Lord prevail in your life. Amen and amen. Shalom. Blessings. I love you with the love of Christ. And we will talk again sometime. May the Lord bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord.